Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Marriage is all about negotiation.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
What is okay, what isn't okay, what's allowed, what's expected. You get what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
Gone are the days, for the most part, where one person in the relationship dictates what the rules are for the other person.
Yeah.
I say for the most part because of this letter that we have in front of us.
Oh.
This man says he has no problem putting his foot down on this particular issue.
Yeah.
He is stunned that other people are not doing the same thing. Because apparently, there are still things you can do. There are still things that can happen where you can look at your spouse and say, this is how it is, and that's the end of that.
Wow.
You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. It's Wednesday. It's 8 o'clock. It's time for Hate Mail of the Week. And about 2 weeks ago,
we
discussed an article that talked to several relationship and behavioral experts about your spouse and friends they would have of the opposite sex.
Okay.
For example, Tommy, your wife having a friend that is a man.
Yeah.
There was a time. Thank you. Where a married woman having a male friend would be scandalous.
Oh, taboo.
But these experts are now arguing that having rules against this type of thing may actually be hurting your relationship.
Yeah.
And it seems counterintuitive, but both you and Kimmy
said
you would have no problem with your wife, Tommy, or your husband, Kimmy, having friends of the opposite sex.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I said they do. We said they do.
Yeah, yeah. You guys are both so progressive.
Because we're cool.
Yeah.
Man. We're with it.
Everyone's chilled out, man. Not everyone agreed. We took some calls. There were some people that were dead set against it. But the man with the biggest problem sent us a letter. Because as far as he's concerned, there is no debate to be had here.
Oh, look at that.
And he's got a simple way to ensure this never happens in his life.
Can't wait to hear this guaranteed work.
Actual physical letter sent through the mail telling us we suck. How to handle your woman. Kimmy, is this you reading this week?
It is.
All right. It's a man, but we get Kimmy Man. Sit back and enjoy today's Hate Mail of the Week.
Your wife should not have a friend that's a man. Listening to that discussion on the radio made me feel like a crazy person. Everyone says that's okay. That's not okay. The only reason a woman or a man want to be with members of the opposite sex is because they want to have sex with them. It may not be right away, but over time it'll happen. Stopping it is simple. Just tell her she's not allowed to have a man as a friend. Why does it have to be so complicated? If she's doing it without telling you, you tell her to stop. If she tells you she wants to spend time with a man that isn't you as a friend, you tell her no. End of the issue. Everyone is so scared of offending everyone else that you're going to end up getting cheated on right in front of your faces. Sincerely, Martin.
A lot of things going on here.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So one, the only reason that people spend time with the other gender is because they want to have sex with them.
Yes.
Yep. So.
That's it.
That's the end of that. But the more jarring take in this letter.
Yeah.
If you don't want your spouse to spend time with a member of the opposite sex.
Yeah. Put your foot down.
Yeah.
Tell them they can't. You are not allowed to spend time with this other person.
Mm.
That's an old school take, Tom.
It's a very old school take. And it says more about you than about them.
Oh, yeah, what do you mean?
You're insecure.
Okay.
You're scared and you're afraid that you don't have a very good marriage. Like, you're afraid, like, your wife's going to fall on the first penis she talks to when she steps out the door.
No trust. No
trust.
Right.
No. Allow me to play devil's advocate here, just for a second.
Advocate.
Isn't everyone insecure about their marriage? I mean, part of being
to that degree,
part of being a human being is insecurity. That's what jealousy is.
Yeah, I understand that, but like, you're so jealous, you think like any man that is just a friend or a coworker is a potential sexual partner.
Well, is he a friend or is he a friend?
A sexual partner.
Well, no, she wouldn't come home and say, "I have a sexual partner I want to hang out with." But if she said, "I have this friend,"
yeah,
the way she, I mean, she says it like that, friend.
Oh,
you got a friend.
Yeah, it makes you look weak as a man.
I don't disagree with you. It is funny, like, his proposition is a ban from one grown-ass person to another grown-ass person.
Yeah, you're banned from half the human beings on the planet, basically. Yes. Mm-hmm.
All right, so look, we had this discussion about whether or not you should have opposite-sex friends and spouses mm-hmm. for, like, 20 minutes the other day, so I don't want to have that discussion again. But this letter did raise another question
What's
to
that?
Me, this man's take. And the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Serious question for all of you married or long-term relationship folks listening. What can you demand your spouse do or not do?
Yeah, like, what, can you just simply say no?
Yeah, this is how it is.
You're not doing that?
That's the end of it. I don't want to hear it anymore.
I mean, it would have to be so obviously wrong in general for you to be able to make that statement to your partner.
The only thing I can think is...
No more dead bodies in the basement. Come on.
I could see the debate of, like, when it comes to your kids telling your partner, no, you're not going to let them do that, or no, we're not going to do that because it could affect our kids.
I mean, even that is a tough... Put your foot down.
Like, you know, I'm saying you're a bad parent. Yes. I'm a good parent.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, I've never had anything with my kids where I've looked my wife in the face and been like, this is how it's going
to
be.
When it comes to, like, I would assume, especially with your daughter being the age she is, mm-hmm. testing the boundaries, her testing boundaries, you and your wife are going to differ on some things.
Oh, don't get me wrong. There are things that we differ on.
Yeah.
Never have I looked at my wife and been like, this is how it's going to be, end of story. Like, there's a discussion about
it.
I will have my opinion.
But
I will have a strongly held opinion.
If there are parents who would.
But Tommy's right. Okay, so going down the kid road.
No, she will not be dating anybody until she's 18.
Okay, but like Tommy just said, that's me telling my wife she's a bad mother.
Yeah, that's a line in the sand. And you don't want to do that in your marriage, man.
All right, the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. I know it sounds crazy, but it does feel like every marriage has at least one thing where each person can say, this is how it is, end of story.
Hmm.
You don't have one?
I didn't have one in all three marriages.
Oh, my
God. I did not.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God, I'm such a good husband. I don't know what happened. I don't know why.
No, but I also don't want to have an argument. I don't want to, and I don't want to have that confrontation where if I say no.
Uh-huh.
And then she goes, tough, I'm doing it. Like, you just, not only did you just lose the argument, you look even weaker than when you started.
Okay.
Because, like, you went all in and lost on an issue, and you got defeated. Like, where do you go? Like, if you do that, where do you go from there?
Okay.
If you went all in.
That's a valid question. But I mean, maybe you're thinking too high stakes. Like, for example, I have one thing.
Yeah.
One thing in my relationship where there is no negotiation and I'm having it how I want it. And we've talked about it. It's a thermostat. I control the thermostat.
Yeah.
I will not hear any negotiation. And that's that. It will be at what I set it at because I am the man of this house.
Okay, but what if?
Father knows best.
What if you set down, you laid down the rules, uh-huh. and your wife's like, too cold in here today, I'm changing.
I will buy a lock.
What are you going to do?
I will buy a lock case for the thermostat.
Okay.
No, I'm serious. Like, I'm dead ass serious.
So she's never touched the thermostat.
She is never in our marriage.
She's not allowed to.
She actually doesn't know how it works, which is great. It's great. But she's never, yes, she's not allowed to touch thermostat. My wife is not allowed to touch thermostat.
Like, even if stuff I don't want my wife around, I never say anything.
Like, can you give me, well, I guess, give me an example.
Well, I just, like, you know, I do the yard, I do that stuff. Sometimes she'll come out there and do some stuff that I don't like.
Mm-hmm.
And I just let go. Because I don't want to have an argument over that.
What's tough for you there, though, is it's her yard.
I know.
So you don't even have a leg to stand on.
Yes.
Yeah, I guess it would be hard for you living in her house to be like, this is how it's going to be.
I'm basically a settler. You know what I mean?
Kimmy, there's nothing your husband ever in your marriage or relationship has looked at you and said, this is how it's going to be, end of story.
Well, I guess I know that there are things that bother him. Like, one of his, like, pet peeves, like, he doesn't, if I call him, like, dude or like some like weird, like silly nickname, it bothers him.
So he will say, don't do that.
He'll be like, don't call me dude. Like, so I did that in like the beginning. I don't do that anymore. Like, I just know it's something that bugs him. So I won't call him like a nickname.
Kimmy is not allowed to use nicknames.
But both of your examples are weak.
Yes, I understand.
It's a thermostat and a dude. Like,
well, but yeah. But,
okay. But if you lost
that one,
it's one
thing. But those are simple things I'm willing to agree to that don't really affect my life.
But
you
it's
know
funny
what I mean?
How even she's like, you know, I was willing to agree to it. No, he told you. He laid down the law. Yes, and now as well, you no. are his wife and you do what it says. Do not call him dude.
But these bigger issues have consequences. Like yeah. you cannot talk to the opposite sex because I think you may cheat on me.
No, I agree with you.
You know what I mean?
I agree with you, right?
Like, even if I, so let's say your wife has a drinking problem. Your husband has a drinking problem. Mm-hmm. It's not out of control, but yeah. they're drinking a lot. Do you have the balls to say, hey, man, is that your third drink?
Yeah.
Don't you think that's a bit much?
Because you're immediately,
I ain't saying that, man.
Because you're immediately questioning their judgment.
Right.
By, just by simply asking that
and
question.
And they're going to flip it on me about something that I do.
But I also
I don't want
understand.
That
but I also understand if you do think it is a legitimate problem. You feel obligated to say something.
Not a big problem. Let's say it's just getting out of hand. Like, let's say your husband comes home and he's having 4 beers a night. And he's not wasted, but, you know.
Right. It's a lot. Yeah. It's more of like a health concern. Yeah.
Do you say anything? You go, Andy, you think you need. Would you say. Hey,
it would be a losing battle.
Would you say this? Dude. Is
another
that your
one?
Fourth beer, dude?
Bro.
But even what you're describing isn't what we're talking about here, because the way you're describing it, you're still walking into a negotiation. Do you think you've had enough? Right. This example would be stop drinking right now.
Right. So I wouldn't even, but to your point, I wouldn't even do that. Do you think you should have another one? Like, unless she's shooting up heroin, I might even let that go.
252 WCMF, hate mail of the week, a letter from a guy named Martin after a discussion 2 weeks ago about your spouse having friends of the opposite sex. Martin writes us, says, no, I would never allow that to happen. He could not believe that all three of us on the show were like, yeah, we'd be okay with that. He says the simple way to stop it, tell your spouse that won't be happening. You are banned, forbid from having an opposite sex friend. And I know that sounds insane, but Kimmy and I both have examples in our lives where I look at my wife, we're not changing the thermostat. End of story. Foot is down. Mm. Kimmy is not allowed to call her husband dude.
No dude in our house.
Dom writes us on Instagram, Duffy at WCMF. He says, getting a dog. He has put his foot down. You are not getting a dog.
Okay.
If your husband
I mean, I know, I remember having friends growing up who one parent was anti-pet, the other parent was not. Guess what? A pet eventually showed up.
Yeah. If there's a pet lover in that house, you're having a pet. That it always wins.
Yep.
You know, it's funny, man. Like, when it comes to, like, telling your spouse what the deal is.
Yeah.
Right? Putting the foot down. That's a grown-ass person that's been making decisions their whole lives.
Yes.
That you're talking to. Like, that's...
But you know better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, like, you know, not to sound like a sappy dick... But that's someone you're supposed to love and respect.
It is condescending.
Right?
Like, and I mean, that's what you're kind of shooting in the ass when you say these things.
Yes. Now, here's the thing. After talking, who ends up on top is a different discussion. And I get that for the most part, when your wife wants to do something and you talk it out, we men will eventually cave.
Yeah, we're all bottoms.
I also get that...
We are.
I also get that some guys will cave up front, knowing that any discussion will end badly for them.
I am King Cave.
Yeah, there you go. But there is a difference between that and your wife looking you in the face and telling you this is how it's going to be. Because now that I'm thinking about it, I can't think of my wife ever looking at me and saying this is how it's going to be. Like, never once. And she would have the ability to.
No, but there are, like, set rules in the house that I don't breach. That I just know, like, she's not going to like this, so this ain't happening.
So it's not like she's saying it out loud, but she won't do it because it's just kind of
an
unspoken rule.
I just know she's going to say something, so I just bypass it.
Can you give me an example?
Gas is a big issue in our house.
Like farting.
That would be the gas.
Well, no,
the main line in the basement.
I don't
it's
know.
Just flipping around down there. And she said, no cigarettes down there.
You've said that you're the one that has to start the grill. I thought you might have meant that. I love how you say gas like you're a 7-year-old woman. Maybe if I were to piddle
no,
in front
my
of her.
Ass gas.
Okay, so you
now, there
I
is
mean,
a gas
we've been
issue.
Around it. Yes. I get it.
Yeah, my wife will not start the gas grill or the fireplace.
Okay, but you're saying you will not drop ass in the house you live.
Right. Because my wife will go, Jesus. No, I can drop ass. I have to
go away.
I just go away.
Who are you, man? Who are you?
I'm the guy that doesn't want to hear it.
I'm impressed. Like, I'm impressed with how your wife pulled this off.
Now, what will piss me off is when I go upstairs to do it.
Yeah.
What are you doing up there?
Farting.
No, I'm giving. I always say, I'm giving you a break. Oh, okay. That's what else do you think I'm doing? Do you think I'm going up there and doing, I'm going to read a book for 5 minutes?
I love how you're crushing Mariana's take here. That your wife could have wrote this letter. Because yes. It kind of sounds like you're living under Marty's thumb here.
Well, I mean, I just know when to obey because it's just not going to go your way, man.
Elijah writes us on Twitter. Duffy at WCMF, easiest way to get us. He says, my wife told me I'm not allowed to hang with this one friend alone. Who? Time passed. I was no longer allowed to hang with a friend or even invite the friend over. I am a bitch-ass bitch. Hmm. All right, so Elijah has that one thing. His wife said, this is the deal, and bang.
Mm.
You know, the thing that I couldn't get out of my head reading this letter that we got from Martin to begin with, you know, you tell your wife how it is later.
Yeah.
Being around a friend or a family member that looked at their spouse and said, you will do this now, or you will never do this again.
So I saw this live with a buddy of mine.
Ugh.
So my buddy and I had been out drinking all day. Go back to the house. His wife is there with a coworker working on a project in the kitchen.
Okay.
And I noticed my buddy, we're both drunk, drove home drunk, been out all day, dicking around as adults. He gets pissed. And I his demeanor changed. I didn't really pick up on it right away.
Okay.
But I'm still hanging out because I'm buzzed, right?
Sure.
Hey, basically, he gets the guy out of the house. Not physically, but like made it known like, hey, it's time to go, bro.
Sure.
Yeah.
And then lights up his wife in front of me. Ooh. And it was uncomfortable. I couldn't wait to get out of there. Yeah. And it like changed my whole opinion of him, her, the whole thing. It was just ugly business. And I couldn't wait to get the F out of there.
I think it would change your opinion of that person forever and ever.
It does. It was like another, it was like a Jekyll and Hyde moment in the dude.
Yeah.
Counterpoint. Have you ever been around a couple where one kind of keeps the other in check and you appreciate it?
For example. Are you describing us?
No.
Well, no, that's my sister-in-law.
Maybe. But like, so there's like this couple I'm thinking of and he's just like a really big talker. And you kind of get trapped with him for a little while.
Mm.
But his wife is really good at keeping him in check. She will come over and be like, please stop talking about that.
Oh, that's terrible.
Nobody cares. Yeah, but I appreciate
no,
it.
No, but that...
That's my sister-in-law, man. My sister will point out my brother's BS when he's bragging.
She makes him tolerable.
Okay, but she's putting out his light.
Yeah, but yes, okay, but that light nobody wants.
Nobody would be around him if she wasn't around.
Okay, but to publicly look him in the face
and
say,
she
stop
does it
talking,
in a nice
boring.
Way, but we all know what she's doing.
Oh, no, that would break my heart to see that happen.
No,
oh, no,
she's right,
I love it. I appreciate it.
Look, I'm not saying I want to sit and listen to the guy ramble, but like if he is excited on fire
no,
about
but,
something
yeah,
and she shuts it down.
But it's everything he talks about.
Yes.
You know,
you do appreciate
and
those people.
And he's like a story topper, so it's like when you are done with your story, he starts on his, and she keeps it in check. She keeps the conversation flowing.
Yeah, I love those people.
I'm sad now. That's really sad.
I don't think it's sad. No, I think it works. I think they are a couple that are, where it works because you need that person around.
It's if you have an aggressive relative like that, the best thing you can have is a dick sister-in-law. That shuts it down.
No. Let him be him, man. Live your life.
Hey. Yeah, go live your life. Just shut up about it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday doorbuster deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top-load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You should watch what you say.
Who? Me?
Everybody. Well, oh. everybody. All but right. Especially you should watch what you say if you're an elected official in a room full of people yeah. during a very tense discussion about the status of your police department. Because two words in this small town, from this small town elected official, had some folks freaking out with others going, hey, man, he's just joking. He's joking. Which is never a good sign when it happens in a town board meeting.
Oh.
You're hanging out in the break room. Watch just Classic Rock 96.5 WCMF. Tommy, you want to take a trip?
Yeah, where are we going?
We're going out to Seneca Falls.
Oh, what's happening?
Things got contentious at a recent community board meeting. So the town, village, whatever, has a budget to balance.
Yeah.
And that led to some fireworks. One of the ideas to save money in the community was eliminating two police positions in Seneca Falls.
Oh, that sounds huge.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, it's how dangerous Seneca Falls can be.
Well, you know, good problems.
Now, look, you can imagine how tense things
got.
Oh,
yeah, because you got to gas two guys.
Yes. Yeah.
When that, among other ideas, came.
Right.
Up. So it led to a heated argument between members of the crowd and some town officials. The big issue during the meeting, a man named Frank Sinacropi, I think I'm saying that the right way.
Sinacropi?
If I'm mispronouncing, I apologize.
He's a board member?
He's an elected town board member.
All right.
Made a remark to the police chief. He pointed to a person in the crowd making noise while instructing the chief to, quote, shoot him.
Oh.
This according to 13 Whip.
Shoot him.
The elected town board member pointed at this person, looked at the chief of police and said, shoot him.
Not like take care of this guy.
Well, that would be taken care of.
But no, but like he doesn't.
But even that would be bad. But I'm saying like you
shoot him.
Direct threat.
Shoot him. This is according to the story on 13 Wham. That comment has led to an investigation by the town's police department and the Seneca County District Attorney's Office. Results of the investigation will be made public soon. But it's got people on both sides of this very upset.
So is the, I'm guessing the guy who he said shoot is taking that as a threat.
Well, it is.
Right? Like a registered threat.
I would assume that's what the issue is.
Based on the fact that now it's gun legal.
Yes. So, Tommy, there is a contingency of people who think this guy needs to go after instructing the chief of police to shoot someone as an elected official at a town board meeting. Right? And look, any kind of mention of violence is a bad look for that community.
Yes.
On the other hand, there are folks defending this man, saying he was just joking, that no one really thought the chief of police was going to shoot anyone in the board meeting, and that these people are just trying to take this guy down because they don't agree with his politics and what he has to say.
Mm.
The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. What should be the punishment for an elected official that instructs the chief of police to shoot someone in a town board meeting? Tommy, I ask you first.
Yeah, you got to get him out of there.
Oh, you want him done?
Well, I mean, it's just a stupid thing to do, man. You should have enough common sense to not do that, especially the way things are now. Like, to be that dense and unaware of self to say that.
You're on board with that.
In front of a crowd.
You're on board with getting rid of him.
I mean, it's a pretty dangerous thing he did, you know?
To a guy that has a gun.
Well, okay, here's the thing.
A guy that's licensed to carry a gun and shoot. But, like, if he really, I don't know.
Yeah. All right, look.
It just shows a poor lack of judgment that's your guy.
All right. No, look, I don't disagree with you. Everything you're saying is true. And, like, yeah, there's no way you could be like, I'm just joking. Like, you know, explain what the punchline is.
Right.
You getting shot?
And it's almost like,
yeah, wouldn't that be funny if you shot him?
Yeah, you see him bleeding all over the place after the chief of police shoots him?
I guess it would depend on how you reacted afterwards. Like, I would think, like, you at least got to give an apology, right? Like, hey, I didn't mean that. I, you know,
but here's the thing,
it was the heat of the moment.
But
at least try to explain yourself.
But, Kimmy, it would be a hollow apology.
No, yeah, but doubling down
like
on it
point.
Would make it worse.
Now, here's the thing. I don't know if he doubled down on it.
Right,
we don't
right,
have
right,
a statement from
I'm
this
just,
guy.
Now, you don't know the tone and how he presented it, but even so, because I'm thinking, like, how he could have said it where you do, it's obviously a joke, but I can't. Wrap my head like, if
it, yeah.
Oh, geez,
sounds bad you, either way.
Hey, why don't you shoot this guy?
Shut him up. Yeah, I mean, even you saying it isn't. Hey,
you can't say it any other way.
Right, here's the thing, though. I mean, like, is it too far to remove him from his position?
Wait,
is there
a
punishment
nice
he could
suspension?
Take? A suspension from the board? You can't come to any more town board meetings. That sounds like
maybe if the sheriff shoots him in the foot.
What about
that's
the,
funny now?
What about the deputy?
Oh, they shot the sheriff?
No, the sheriff would be shooting.
I shot. The
I know.
Sheriff.
I was just trying. You don't have to take it so literal. We're just
don't drag the deputy or Clapton.
252 WCMF. Frank Sinicropi, an elected town board member in Seneca Falls, is in hot water during a board meeting where they were discussing budget issues. One of the ideas, eliminating two police positions to help balance the budget. Things got very heated, and during an argument, he. Pointed to a member of the crowd and instructed the chief of police to, and I quote, shoot him. There has been an investigation opened by the police department and the DA out in Seneca County. Folks that are very upset here say that he deserves serious punishment. There is nothing funny about that. That's a legitimate threat. Folks on the other side are going, he's just joking. He's just joking about the shooting. Andrew writes us on Instagram, Duffy on WCMF. Police abuse or even joking about abuse of their power should always be serious and an automatic firing, in my opinion, no matter how high up they
are. You can't really argue with that.
All right, you know who this really sucks for?
The sheriff who's just sitting there minding his own business.
Thank you, yes.
You dragged me into this.
What are you doing in that moment?
And I'm not going to shoot him. I'm off the clock.
Okay. Because like, here's the thing. He's there because two positions in his department could be cut.
Right. He's got to cut a couple of officers.
And look, no matter what side you fall on with the issue, whether you need the officers, whether you don't, right? Like, you understand why someone like that would be there to go to bat for their employees. Like, I can respect that.
Yeah.
Now, you're smack dab in the middle of this scene because this guy opens his mouth and says something like that.
Yeah.
And even worse, like, if you're, like, buddies with the guy, now you can't be like, what? Frank, what are you doing?
And you drag me into it.
And now your department has to investigate him for what allegedly happened.
Right, where you could have just kept your goddamn mouth shut.
Where does this come from?
Arrogance. It has to be like, I'm so powerful I can get away with saying stuff like this. It's got to be an arrogance of power.
Okay. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
Like, they're not going to do anything to me. I can say whatever I want.
I wonder if there were people that knew this guy that, oh, that's just Frank. Or if, like, even his, you know, friends and family would be shocked that he said it.
I feel like, all right.
Because I feel like it could be that's just Frank.
Depends how old this guy is.
He doesn't look that old. Like, he doesn't look like you.
What the hell does that mean?
Nothing.
I'm not that old.
Kimmy, shoot him. He's lived a long life. We're split here now. Nissa writes us on Instagram, Duffy and WCMF. Come on, he was obviously joking. That's hilarious. There's no way the chief took him seriously at all. He shouldn't be punished for making a joke. I'd have said the same thing if I had a police friend.
Hey, why'd you go shoot that guy?
Shoot him right over there. Go shoot him.
Okay.
Even if it was a joke, an appropriate joke for the moment.
But again, like, look, we kind of know jokes.
Yes, we do.
Like, a joke has a setup and a punchline.
Yes.
Where's the punchline?
This just has a victim.
Yeah.
In the heat of a moment, of the moment too, you know?
Snipper writes us on Instagram, Duffy and WCMF. Send him to a half a dozen anger management classes. That's enough to drive anyone insane.
Oh, wouldn't he just be more angry?
I guess. Yeah. Well, no, but you're supposed
now I'm insane.
Okay, I would love to see how the guy who said shoot him handled it after that line landed like a lead balloon in the room.
Oh.
Right. Do you try and, like,
awkward,
look intimidating
silence,
and stand by it? Like, do you do the, like, I've gone too far face?
Yeah. I think you'd had to do too far face.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You could also, like, do the whole, like, hey, guys.
You know what I mean. You're not really. But,
Yeah, you'd had to do the just kidding.
Yeah.
Which never works. It always lays flat.
No, I'm joking, guys. We're joking. I don't want you. I don't want to shoot you. I'm just joking about
I fantasize about it, but I don't want to do it.
You know, if anything, Those people in Seneca Falls at this meeting got a nice practice run how to deal with that crazy uncle who runs his mouth at Thanksgiving dinner.
Okay, yeah.
Right, because that's what this feels like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It feels like that insane relative that just says something that's like, oh, no.
Yeah, the unfiltered relative. Yeah.
Why would
Frank's
you do
gone
that?
Too far this time.
Interesting theory, idea. Joey writes us on Instagram. Maybe the guy did it so the positions that were going to be terminated now have a job to do. Investigation to right. come. Right. He laid himself on the line for that one.
Creating a little work for the guys.
Mike writes us, lighten up. Seriously, everyone knows it's a joke. I'd like to hear the entire conversation. I'm sure everyone was laughing at the time. Well, the fact, Mike, that there's an investigation tells me at least one person was laughing.
Yeah.
All right. All right. Well, I guess, look, what's whether that? Or not you think the guy deserves to be punished or not, I think the good moral here.
What's that?
Don't threaten to shoot anybody.
Yes.
Nor should you instruct anyone to shoot anybody else. And I think that goes.
Even if they have a gun on their head.
Yeah. And I think that goes double if you've been elected to help the people in which you are instructed to be shot.
All right.
And I am dying to know what comes of this investigation.
Oh, if the guy keeps his gig? Well, he's elected, though. I guess he probably does, right?
Yeah, I don't know probably. How any of this works. I mean, Seneca Falls has their own rules, I'm sure.
Oh.
Right? Every town,
he's probably
village.
Not going anywhere.
Yeah, I mean, well, and if you try and get him out of there.
I had to shoot him.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change while supplies last.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
We got good news for the Bills.
Great.
And that's followed by bad news for the Bills.
Oh, my God.
And here's the thing. I don't know, Kimmy, if what the Texans are losing is more valuable than what we may be without tomorrow night.
So it may not even matter.
I don't know.
Right.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF, Bills, Texans, tomorrow night, live in prime time, right here on 96.5, WCMF. We'll be doing a very special Football Thursday.
Okay.
Tommy will be making his picks around 7:45. Danger and Ryan will be here just after 9 o'clock. And if you want to watch the game.
Where do I go?
Exciting news if you're a big fan of Ryan Duffy.
Wow.
He will be at the Bill Gray's Tap Room in Chi-Eli. Delicious food, fantastic drink, and Ryan.
RD.
That's right. I'm sure he'll also have Let's Go Duffalo stickers to give away.
Ooh, stickers.
Huge hit. Huge hit.
Everybody wants those stickers.
They do.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
Want some, too. Go hang out with Ryan. tomorrow night at the Bill Gray's Tap Room in Chi-Lai for Bills Texans with your friends from CMF. So the big news all week with both teams has been who's healthy.
Okay.
Yesterday, it was announced that starting quarterback for the Houston Texans, C.J. Stroud, will not be playing tomorrow night.
Okay, so he's been out for a little bit, right?
He's missed the last two games with concussion symptoms,
right.
Post-concussion symptoms. So that means the neck, Davis Mills, will be starting for the Texans again tomorrow.
Okay.
You've seen this kid before, haven't you?
What's his name?
Davis Mills. He has the world's longest neck.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Okay.
Very like, giraffe-like.
Yeah.
Okay,
he
really?
He looks like a golf ball on a tee. So you think, like, all right, the Texans without their starting quarterback, this is a benefit for the Bills.
Yeah.
But the Bills' injury report is not looking great either.
So who went down now?
Got a little longer yesterday.
So the pass-catching department has been brutalized again.
Yeah.
Dalton Kincaid, hamstring, hasn't practiced all week.
So he can't camp.
He's going to be a no-go. New wide receiver and return man, Mecole Hardman. He has not practiced all week with a calf injury. Odds are he's not going to go. Wide receiver Curtis Samuel showed up with a neck elbow injury. He has not practiced all week. I would imagine he's a no-go.
So it's James Cook to the rescue.
And wide receiver Khalil Shakir, he's not hurt, but he has not practiced at all this week for personal reasons. We don't know what's going on
what
there.
The hell?
Oh, no, he had a baby.
Oh, he
you
did?
Didn't see that? Yep. He and
having my baby.
What the hell? Oh, a baby.
His wife had a baby, I think yesterday or the day before.
Good
but
for
that's
Khalil.
Why he wasn't at practice.
Great.
Yeah.
Great. Can't play.
Well, no, he can play.
But is he going to play?
Well, yeah, I would imagine.
Yeah. He'll probably be back at practice.
That's great. Yeah. Wait, by the way, way to plant a baby on a short week, Khalil.
Yeah.
Nice job. Congratulations. Okay, so Khalil's good to go. But without Curtis Samuel and without Mecole Hardman, two guys that were dressed and ready to play on Sunday, Kimmy, that means no matter what.
Did I see Josh Palmer was also limited?
Oh, I didn't see that. I just went with the guys that didn't play.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
But, I mean, even if Josh, okay, if he is. Keon Coleman's playing tomorrow night, isn't he?
Oh, yeah, I mean, just by default.
You kind of have to dress him.
Yeah.
He'll be in there.
But that's been a problem.
Well, I mean, the big debate has been your wide receiver core works so well without him, and you're trying to send a message to this kid that maybe you run with the same receivers that got you to the dance on Sunday.
He lucked out on this one, though.
Well, did he? Because all eyes are going to be on him on Thursday night.
Yeah, but you get to play. And maybe this is your another chance to show that you deserve to be out there.
All right, I'm going to ask a serious question.
What's that?
Right, because, Tommy, a big part of a successful football team is trust.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody's got to trust one another, right? It was obvious when Gabe Davis, the angel Gabriel Davis, got back on the field on Sunday, Josh Allen trusts Gabe Davis.
Yeah.
It was obvious when Josh Palmer was back out there after missing a couple of weeks, Josh Allen trusts Josh Palmer. And when Dalton Kincaid's out there and gets all those balls fed to him, Josh trusts him.
Yeah.
Josh doesn't seem to trust Keon Coleman.
No, because even when they asked him about it, he gave like that standard answer, non-answer about the kid, which I get. He's not going to light the guy up, but it didn't sound good.
But like the success of Keon Coleman is tied directly to what decision Josh Allen makes when he's got the ball in his hand.
Right.
And Kimmy, if he now has guys on the field that he trusts in Josh Palmer, in Gabe Davis, I would have to think that's going to hurt the amount of targets that Keon Coleman's going to get.
Maybe, but he may be forced to look at him. You know, I don't know. We'll see.
Dynamite analysis from Kimmy.
I don't know. You don't know either.
No, I don't.
It sounds like they're going to go to the ground game. If he doesn't have the weapons, you're just going to run
Cook. That kind of got shut down last week.
And that's the problem. The Texans' defense might be the best defense in the NFL.
Really?
They are like elite good.
Oh.
Now, I don't know what their schedule is look like. Maybe, I mean, the division they play in is not good. You got the Texans.
Cook is good.
James Cook is good, but sometimes they'll sell out to stop the run, which they did against the Buccaneers. The Bills were able to throw over their heads.
But you had some guys.
I'm a little bit nervous about this defense.
Oh, I would say so.
I mean, I don't know if the Texans can score points, but the Bills' defense hasn't been that good this season either.
And it's a short week.
Yeah.
And banged up.
The good news is
what
Josh Allen has never lost a road Thursday night football game.
Yeah, every time isn't he starting to pile up some of this stuff?
What are you talking about?
Yeah, he never did.
He's due.
Well, he was
all of a sudden.
He was undefeated in Thursday night football games. Period. Up until
he owned the Dolphins,
Patriots game a second. That was his first Thursday night loss ever.
Oh,
so but the fact that he lost the last Thursday night means that he's due to win another Thursday night.
Okay, all right, there you go.
All right. Again, Bills Texans. Prime time tomorrow night, live on CMF, and it's an Amazon game. So, if you do not have Amazon Prime, you can go to Bill Gray's and watch it with Ryan Duffy.
Yes.
Or you can listen to it live here on CMF, and if you miss anything, well, you don't even need to watch the game because we'll have all the coverage for you tomorrow.
Yeah, I got you covered.
With Tommy's Picks.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.